Now, Spike and Otis on When to Cross the Bay Bridge.
Wake up, Otis!
Spike?
Time to leave. Don't be snoring.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Your turn, lady. What do you say?
Don't tailgate when you cross the bay.
Going home? Here's a gem.
Cross the bay after 10 p.m.
Avoid Bay Bridge backups with 24/7 traffic updates at 1-877-BASEBAN. That's 1-877-229-7726 or baybridge.com.
Get there happy.
Get home happier.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now's the time to get 2 for $3.99. Mix and match a 4-piece McNuggets, a McDouble, a McChicken, or a hot and spicy McChicken. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
I guess these people have you all of a sudden on KU 4-0 and everybody think KU is about to be the national champ. So I don't even understand that. They just beat Duke. Duke ain't a football school.
They sure aren't.
Y'all are hype over Duke. What is wrong with these Jayhawk fans? I don't understand you Negroes. They probably had all Negroes, but yeah.
Well, you know, this is the best they've been since that Orange Bowl season.
Yeah, and the last time they was 4-0 to start the season, they ended up 5-7. So,
damn, Jesus,
that's a fact.
That was after the Orange Bowl season, then I'm assuming.
Yeah. So, let's get out, KU fans. Come on, get off that high horse, y'all. The only thing y'all beat that's probably worse than was Houston and. Yeah, that game took 7 hours. A lot of goddamn rain delays. Houston got tired of playing. That's how I feel. Damn.
Kick City. All right, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Kick City. This is episode 79, almost done with season 4. Almost done. We got the fellas back in the building. We took a week hiatus. So how's everybody's week going? Blaze, AJ, y'all are here this week. Blaze, how's your week going?
It's been going good. Knocking out another week, getting it done, working, steady working. So, I'm on to my third job, and this is the job right here. So keep getting it. So, yes, I think of this as a job. So why not? But all in all, it's been good. Black Ranger, what's up?
Yeah, hey, shout out to the people out there fighting the allergies right now. Because I'm one of them. Yes, I need the weather to stay consistent for at least a good week. I can't have 100 degrees on Monday, Tuesday, and 40 and 50 degrees Wednesday, Thursday. Now we back up there again. So I'm real confused right now. My body don't know what to do. But other than that, you know, everything going good. Like Blaze said, we back on it all. Shit, it's my third job too. Then now I'm thinking about it. we going good. Everything's going well. I can't complain. Marco, what about you?
I mean, if we talking third jobs, does parenting count? I guess that would mean that Blaze has 4. So
no, nope. According to my wife, my baby mama wife, that doesn't count. So she tells me not to do that.
Oh man, but yeah, week is going well for me. Just bought a new TV, so getting that installed here soon. So that should be nice. Be able to watch the rest of the Chiefs season on the new TV, the QD OLED from Samsung. So that will be a nice upgrade from my old LG. That is it's ran its course and paid for itself. It's been here since 2016. It held me down for a while there, but it's time to upgrade. So happy for that. We're just going to jump straight into pickups this week. So y'all pick up anything? Finally, Georgetown Sixes finally came in. They actually showed up last week, but since we weren't talking with y'all last week, that was my latest pickup, Georgetown Sixes. The suede on these is magnificent. I mean, just chef's kiss on this this suede. It's so buttery. Don't know what the holdup was. I mean, it probably had something to do with that $800,000 heist at Nike, but you know, that's beside the point. Y'all heard us talk about that last episode. I won't harp on that. But yeah, that's the only thing I picked up here recently. Blaze, what about you?
I got a couple. I got the Fire Red 3s. Finally got my hands on those. Very happy about that. Finally got the Dunk High Knicks colorway. Knicks colorway, not Denver Broncos. No. I'm going Knicks colorway with that. very happy I got that on the restock. They do random restocks with Dunks now on Nike. So I hop onto that as soon as possible. I don't know what's wrong with y'all, but I got the Air Max ones, the hemp crepe, the brown and they're like brown and turquoise, Nike swoosh. Yeah. I like them. I think those are pretty dope. And so I had to have them. The nice deal with that. And I paid resale for the Retro One Yellow Toes. I paid about $40 over resale. They came out with the shop. Yeah, the taxis. The Yellow Toe taxis. I paid about $40 over retail. And so I feel good about that. I didn't have to stress this morning about getting them, especially after they had like a shock drop a week ago. And so it didn't waste my time.
I honestly thought that's what you had hit on. I thought you hit on the shock drop I seen you rocking them the other day. No. So I was like, oh, man, he hit on the shock drop.
No, sir. Those are one of the Jordans that I wanted for the year. Don't even play yourself. Just go over a little bit over the head before we look down on Christmas time and they're $300-$400 like Jordan 1s usually do. So
That's fair. All right. Black Ranger, anything for you?
I'm out here getting my training on. So I got my black Bo Jacksons. We not calling the Raiders. We just gonna say black Bo Jackson. Since I'm over there on the West Coast, I went ahead and got my Frisco Griffies.
You all up in the Bay, ain't you?
You all up in the Bay.
Even though technically that other one is now Vegas,
West Coast. West Coast vibes.
So we stay on the West Coast. So I went ahead and got
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got the Seattle colorway too. So you know, it was a good little week off. You know, I got picked up a lot of things. So Griffies and Bo Jackson shoes I wanted as a kid. So. And I'm a adult and I can, you know, finesse some things, you know, make it happen. So, you know, good to work at shoe stores every now and then, you know, it kind of come through. So, but yeah, that's all I picked up. I don't know what's going on with these taxis out here. Just so y'all know a lot of stores didn't get them in man size. That's all y'all need to know right now. So we don't know. They may be coming a little late, you know, a little inside scoop for some folks out there.
Okay. So a lot of cross trainer vibes there for AJ. But anyway, we're going to jump into some current events here, or sneak talk as AJ would call it. Not really truly sneak talk. These are really more current events, but this is a big story right now going on. Ime Udoka, the head coach of the Boston Celtics, has been suspended for the entirety of the 2022-23 season for violating organizational work policies of the Boston Celtics after engaging in a consensual relationship with a staffer for the team. So, you know, we don't have all the facts of this. They had a press conference on Friday. So if you guys are listening to this, this is now Monday. So this past Friday, they had a press conference with the majority owner and the president of basketball operations, the former coach Brad Stevens. And, you know, there were some words that were thrown around there, like harassment-free work environment, and just different things that kind of, it was very vague. They never released the name of the woman that is, you know, allegedly in this consensual relationship. There have been people that have been trying to guess who it was. I know that there was a lady on there that a lot of people were throwing out there, and it ends up she said, hey, it's not me. Don't put me out there like that. But, you know, a lot of things going on with that. Matt Barnes had put something out there and then had to retract his stuff. He had to delete it because he's like, ooh, there's a lot more going on with this. They haven't released all the facts and details. But, you know, Ime Udoka has very publicly, as we all know, is with was or is currently, I don't know, Nia Long was his significant other prior to this thing happening and coming out. So everybody is out there looking at him like, you cheated on Nia Long, bro? What you doing, bro? At least that's how I was looking at him. I was like, wow, man, Nia Long, like one of the best looking women out there. You cheated on her. And I mean, he has a child with her. She was actually out here looking for houses and stuff. And then, you know, she got blindsided by this information that came out. You know, when this very first came out, my wife had showed me something on Twitter that said something about he was masturbating in the locker room. And I was like, what? That don't seem right. That was the first thing that I saw before this came out, that he had a consensual relationship. The first thing that came out was that he was masturbating in the locker room. And I was like, whoa, okay. That's a little weird. Right. I don't really know if I believe that, but you never know. I mean, rich people do weird stuff. That's all I'm gonna say. A lot of the information coming out about this. Nobody really knows what happened. One thing I will say is that Stephen A. Smith had a good point the other day. He said, you know, either fire him or you keep him. Suspending him for the entirety of the year seems awfully weird because he can't go anyplace. His business is already out in the street. So if he does eventually get another job, people are going to be asking him about it. I mean, it's a very weird situation. And I do agree with Stephen A. Like, you know, they could have just fired him and said, hey, he violated personal conduct of the organization and been done with it and cut him loose. He could have got another job someplace else. We didn't even need to know what was going on because that's really none of our business. But it's just kind of strange that they would put all that information out there. And I think that was sloppy by the Boston Celtics to do something like that. But, you know, they did what they did. Some people think that it's racially influenced. I don't know, because like I said, I don't really know who he was sleeping with and what all was going on there. Does it seem a little weird that a black man for the Boston Celtics is being, you know, drugged through the streets for consensual relationships? Yeah, it does seem a little weird, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Until we know all the facts, I'm not going to say yay or nay on whether he's guilty on all this. But at the end of the day, he has nobody to blame but himself because he was sleeping with somebody that he worked with. You don't shit where you eat and eat where you shit, whatever you want to call it there. But yeah, Blaze, we'll let you talk about it before Black Ranger gets into it.
Yeah, just with Udoka, the situation at hand, I don't like his information being put out in the streets like that or being put public like that. You know, I do agree with also what Stephen A. said, like, hey, you either need to fire him or keep him. This kind of keeping him like on standby feels like he's like a stag right now for that remainder of the year. And it's CYA for Boston and for their organization because of all, you know, what's going on, you know, nowadays. You know, you're dealing with the Suns owner selling his team because the remarks and the things he did the 15 some odd years with his racial incentive and racial remarks. And and I'm comparing apples to oranges when it comes to an owner compared to a head coach, because the owner pays the commissioner, and so you got to tread lightly when it comes to ownership of a team. And so I don't like the way, you know, Udoka's name is just dragged into, you know, what he did, if he did it. We don't know if he did it all. You know, what he did was wrong just from his relationship with Nia Long. And so, like, they need to hash that out. They need to square that out. And so I'm not really shocked that he would cheat on her like that. Beyonce's been cheated on. There's been plenty of other fine, good-looking women on this earth that have been cheated on. And it goes men and women too. And so, you know, people get caught up in the moment. Stuff happens. You know, some people forgive, some people forget, some people don't. Some people say F you and I'm going about my life. You know, Carmelo cheated on Lala. Like we can get an example with that. Just prime examples of that. And so, you know, people have relationship problems, newsflash. And so just a daily update with that. But I think them keeping him, if he didn't go to the finals, and if he wasn't very, very successful, then they wouldn't have kept him. And so he'd have been gone. And so it's real awful. He at the end of the day, he's going to have to deal with that harshness, and preferably with his players. You know, his player, you know, I know as a coach, you tell your players to commit and do the right things and don't mess with things that'll mess with the team and what the team is made of. And so from him doing that, he's going to have to not only deal with that with his, you know, with Nia Long. They're not married. I'm sure AJ will get into that. They're not married. They're going to have to deal with, he's going to deal with that relationship. And I'm just thinking about the players too, you know, because they had something going, and now you can, you know, to say that they're going to make it to the finals is highly unlikely because of Udoka and what he was about. And so at the end of the day, I don't like how they strung him along. They should have fired him. They knew he would get a job quickly. And so, you know, you keep him, you string him along, and you see what goes from there. But I don't like his business out in the street because, you know, we can get into racial terms, but, you know, if that was a white man, this and that. But, you know, let's just not go there. Mind your business. Say stuff briefly. Give a little bit of facts and then leave it alone and let other people determine that. And so that's my thoughts on Udoka. And so, AJ, I'm going to open the floor for you because I know you're hot, gearing, and ready to go with this subject today.
I'm just confused. You're going to take away my money because I got some honey and my job? So you mad at me because I hit the chick you want to hit? I think that's what's really going on here. I think I slid up in something, and you mad I got Nia at home. So you know what? Now you're going to air me out. Like, what you mad about? And he probably slid in the owner's wife because she don't look too bad. But that's a whole other story.
Oh, my God.
No, you just can't. I just don't understand me having relations where I work at. I understand, you know, protocol and policy of your job or whatnot. This, I can almost 99% guarantee this ain't the first time somebody done something with somebody that work with in their NBA job. Like, and you trying to, I understand the players and all that. The players know. They know what's going on. They see it. If you with him every day, you with him and whoever this other person was every day, you're going to see weird interactions. You're going to see things that don't look right. So the players know what's going on. Everybody know what's going on. I really think the man just stopped paying. He stopped paying a little side off. She got upset and was like, you know what? You don't want to keep cutting these checks. I got something for you. And so now I got you out here in the streets. But at the same time, the man got a little cutty on the side. I don't agree with it. Let me just say that. You're in a relationship. You don't need no cutty on the side. Unless you and your significant other got understanding, y'all got this open relationship, go for it. You know, do what you got to do. You know, but you got to, you know, keep things under wraps, I guess. I don't know. But we don't know what Nia doing. Let's not blackball this man because he steps outside the house. We didn't blackball Jada. Jada out here had a whole Negro living with him, sliding up in him. And we made Will like the bad guy because Will wasn't doing right, because Will wasn't doing this. That don't mean somebody can step outside. Nia probably wasn't doing this. Nia wasn't doing that. So the Doka stepped outside. That's all it did. He stepped outside, was outside a little too long. Okay? He shouldn't have been out there that long. That's all it was. But I'm not blackballing my brother. White man don't cheat until I get some real evidence of this. So if it's consensual, he didn't do nothing wrong. So why are you telling me I got to be suspended for the whole year? I ain't do nothing wrong. And then play back with the Suns owner, like you were saying, it is owner. He been doing something wrong for 15-some years. 15-some years. Mm-hmm. And all y'all going to say is, so now I can sell my team and get millions of dollars. And I can sell my team and go get billions of dollars.
There
and
you go.
Go off in the sunset. Still calling these black men coons and Negroes and all, whatever he was doing. He's still about to get paid and sit in the sunset. We're going to forget all about him. But me, the brother stepped outside the house. Now all of a sudden, you're going to ruin my whole life. You're going to mess up. Like I said, that stuff needs to stay in-house. If you do something in-house, keep it in-house. The public don't need to know what I got going on. But then you're going to suspend me for a year. And then what I'm going to do? I feel like him being suspended for a year, he's still going to be coaching. He's still going to be doing something with the coaching. Like, it's something he's still going to be involved with the team. He's still going to be talking with the team. Ain't like he's going to suspend him and say he can't talk to players, he can't talk to the other coaches. So he's still going to be a part of the team. And like y'all said, the man went to the finals. Boston, they got back on top on the East. You ain't going to just let him go. So I just feel like, though, this is all, like I said, it's all wrong. Like everybody been saying, fire this man or keep him. So don't give him a fine. Cool. Hey, you messed up. Here, pay this money. Miss 10, 15 game. Get back to life. So I just don't understand me getting some cutty at my job. You're going to just go take everything from it. But you let these other racist folks talk bad about us for years, decades, talk bad about us. And all you're going to do is tell me, all right, you done, get your billions and get out of here. Like, man, something just not right about it. And I don't know what goes on in Boston behind closed doors, but I feel like if you put this man out, put the woman out. Let's just come on now. Don't make this one-sided. Like, who is this woman, this mystery woman that ruined my man's life? Because obviously his life was wrong, but she just keep living on like nothing wrong. If this was consensual, they both did something wrong at the end of the day. So therefore, who is she? Why? Like, I'm confused. Why she ain't out here like he is?
My only objection there with you, AJ, is that so they said it was originally consensual in the original report. Mm-hmm. But everybody that's coming back after the fact is like, we don't know if this was completely consensual, and that there was also unwarranted comments that were made and different things like that. So it sounds like it was consensual at one point, and then this dude kind of became a little stalkerish towards the end of it, is what it sounds like happened.
So she had that good. That's what it was.
I mean, I can't speak for another man, but it sounds like it got a little bit stalkerish towards the end of things, and that's what led to it being publicized and an external investigation being done outside of the Boston Celtics organization. So it's a lot of moving parts and pieces of this that we don't know all the information for. So that's why I'm saying I'm not going to completely bash the man, but at the same time, if he wasn't having his dick out there in the streets, he wouldn't have this problem. So
I mean, you're right. That you're right. You know, sometimes that third head gets you in trouble. Sometimes it gets you in a little trouble. So you know that wandering eye, whatever you want to call it. I just feel like we're gonna air him. We need to air everybody out.
I agree with you though. I think that if he's getting suspended for a year, then this lady should be suspended or on leave or something like that too. Because I feel like that's unfair that he gets punished and she don't get punished because they was both in this consensual, quote unquote, consensual relationship here. So, and at least that's what was reported to us originally. And now they're kind of trying to jump around and jump through hoops and kind of try and say it was harassment too. So like I said, we don't know all the facts. if he had stayed in his happy home, maybe it wasn't a happy home to begin with, but if he had stayed over there banging them cheeks with Nia, he wouldn't have this problem. So
like Kai said, he thought he needed a Nia loan, but you know, he probably didn't, you know. I don't know. Hey, I just
are we talking about that old video?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, we don't know. Don't get me wrong, Neil Long is bad. I'm just saying. We don't know what goes on inside of this office. Like I said, we don't know. So we all us as black folks, black men, we upset. I ain't gonna lie, because you had Neil, we upset, but we was upset with Jay, we was upset with Carmelo. I mean, the list goes. Who was upset?
Who cheated on Halle Berry back in the day?
Yeah, we was upset. Whoever cheated on Halle Berry back in the day.
Who was that? Which one of them neo soul dudes was that?
I don't know. Yeah.
Was it Eric Benet?
Yes, that's who it was. It was Eric Benet.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I ain't trying to go Eric Benet. I think Jay-Z said that.
Yes, he did. He did.
Yeah, he did. It's a good call.
So it's just like, man, we get mad at all the wrong reasons. Like, I understand you're supposed to hold your women high up on a pedestal. Don't get me wrong. You're supposed to, but they act like people are uncheatable or something. Can I say that? That makes sense. Uncheatable. Yeah. Yes. But I don't condone in cheating at the end of the day. I want to make that clear. Not condoning it. I don't want people thinking I condone or what happened, but I just need the facts to come out. I need to know what did he actually do with this person, and then this other person getting this suspended or losing money as well as he did if everything was consensual.
I think the funny thing is they don't want us to speculate about this. They're saying, like, mind your business, this, that, and the other. They don't put this information out there because people just don't speculate. That's human. That's human nature to speculate about something once you find out half of the facts or part of the truth. Once you find out something, you're like, hold on, what else happened here? What's the whole story? Because now everybody wants to know the whole story. And there's people out there that know it. Kendrick Perkins pretty much knows the whole story. Stephen A. Smith knows the whole story. Matt Barnes knows the whole story. So, I mean, people know the whole story, but they're not putting it out in the public because they're like, hey, that ain't my business.
It ain't your business now, but...
They like, I know what happened, but I'm not going to put it out there. I'm not going to be the guy that does that.
So I need a Doka. I hope I ain't messing up man's name, but I need him to come out here and go ahead and say what he need to say. I feel like he need to clear his name some way, somehow, good or bad. You come out like, hey, yes, I was involved with this person for this amount of time and this happened, or these allegations are totally wrong. Like, I need him to come out and say something. Just to, I don't know, save his face, but I feel like everybody talking about him and he can't say nothing. Why he can't come out and say something to defend himself?
You might have told him not to say anything, but anyway, we're gonna move on from this because we could talk about this all night. Anyway, we're gonna move on to Mr. Kanye West, or Ye as he is now known as. Kanye has said that Sway has the answers. After all these years, he says Sway has the answers, because Kanye has publicly now said that once his current Adidas and Gap deals are done, he is striking out on his own, kind of what Sway had told him years ago to do. And, you know, that's when he went on that epic rant of you ain't got the answers, blah, blah, blah. But his Adidas deal ends in 2026. His Gap deal ends in 2030. He's pissed off at Adidas anyway because they're stealing all of his, you know, models and duplicating them and replicating them and making them, you know, making something similar to them, but not quite like those. And then I think he's mad at Gap because they're not opening up exclusive Yeezy Gap stores. He's very mad about that. Which, if he didn't know, Gap is closing stores all over the place. So it's like, why on earth would they open up more brick and mortar stores? They're closing stores. They're not opening stores.
Yes.
Anyway, what do y'all think about that? I think that, you know, Kanye is pretty much, you know, he's an artist. His music is halfway decent most of the time, but. I think the man is cuckoo, to say the least. He does have a few good silhouettes out there. I'd like to see what he does on his own, but no telling if that's going to, you know, just be off of popularity, whether it's successful or if it's actually dope stuff. Because I think a lot of his stuff is popular off of just him being him. But yeah, that's my thoughts on that. Blaze, what you think?
I do agree that Ye is a little off his rocker right now. He is a little gone. 2026 and 2030 is quite a long distance from now. And so for him to put that out, I mean, he, you know, it's already like, so are you going to put any effort into Adidas from here on out? Or are you just going to just float off and let Adidas do their thing and you'll just collect the money from them? You're still collecting that check. And so that's kind of my thing for him. Like, why would you publicize this? And why would you put the owner, or I don't know what, some black dude you put on blast on IG? I just don't like that, especially when you're under contract. You know, it reminds me of the KD trade nonsense. Like, man, your four-year extension ain't even kicked in. What you talking about? Like, right. I mean, like, okay, you're striking out on your own. What is that, like a year from now? Nah, it's 2026, 2030. Like, all right, man. Like, yeah, like, he still wants to be in the limelight. And so it's just like, yay, man, just be quiet and do your thing. But he's never quiet. He's very outspoken. And some of that is a gift and a curse. That's why, you know, that's why he's loved and he's not loved. Very bipolar. And so that's basically what I got from Ye. Yeah, just going off doing his thing and basically saying Sway has the answer. So what do we do with that mean now? Now that Slade had the answer, do we still get that meme the same?
Yeah.
How, Sway? How, you know, how we get that meme going? So, yay, man. You know, I'm really not curious on what they're making towards the future with Adidas and yay sneakers and stuff like that, or Comfort. Like, you know, AJ's going to say the Comfort Levels is outstanding, and Mark said that too. And, you know, shout out to that. But, you know, yay, man. I guess he just wanted somebody to hear him talk. So good for him. Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on this?
I don't know why you speak on something that's so far out.
Right.
Like, it just, I don't understand that at all. But I mean, if you're upset with the company, you're just upset with the company. If you really feel like you need to feel a certain way, I'm sure it's something in there, like a non-disclosure, some kind of thing. He probably can't say that. He can sign himself out of that contract or that deal. Like, yo, all right, I'm done. Give me my cut and I can get out of here.
Right.
You know, I don't know. Kind of like, because I feel like, so is Kyrie still on the contract now? Because I know he talked bad about Nike.
And it's like, I think this is last year.
Okay, so he knew what he was doing there. So he was preparing himself to get out of there. But it's just like, I don't know why. It's just like, all right, I feel like Kanye's upset because I think he's feel like his shoe is not, or his shoe or material, not, or whatever he's putting out, I should say, it's not like exclusive kind of no more. Like, it's kind of like, now they're kind of like mass producing Kanye's, his Yeezy shoe. We get a new Yeezy every week now. And Adidas is like, well, we don't want to just sell your shoe for Comfort. We want to sell a reasonable shoe for everybody else now that we can still give them the same comfort. I think that's what it is. I feel like Yeezy that's not feeling like his stuff is like exclusive no more. Like Yeezy get here. He may not be jumping up a Jumpman no more. That may be the only thing that's going on. Because he jumped up a Jumpman for probably a good year, maybe two. And now Jumpman back up where he's supposed to be at. Nike back on top again, probably. So he probably feel like I'm just not on top no more. So therefore now I'm upset. Now I'm mad because I'm not the number one. So I think that's what it really is with Kanye. I feel like Kanye always wants to be number one in whatever he does. And I think he's just not number one no more. And he just can't take it. So other than that, I don't know, this Gap situation, I ain't buying nothing from the Gap. Gap don't like big niggas. So
that's a fact.
So therefore, yeah, that Gap thing ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't wore Gap since 2000. I was probably lucky to wear Gap back then. So I mean, you used to be making big weird looking clothes, but they ain't big enough for me. So hey, him that beef with the Gap, I hope they get it figured out, because I don't think nobody's buying this stuff from the Gap anyway. So that's just my opinion on all this. That's it.
Right. And to get back to Gap and him opening up stores, what we learned from COVID is that stores are closing down like crazy. The best store to have is the internet.
It's Jeep 4x4 season. Make your next adventure epic and hurry in now for great deals. And now, well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe for $389 a month for 24 months with $5,399 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. No security deposit required. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution, a lease to Chrysler Capital. Extra charge for miles over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 5/31/23. Jeep is a registered trademark.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To get sales from there, you know, and so that's what we're going to. And so, you know, the stores that we know popular, you know, you Nebraska Furniture Mart and all that, like, yeah, you keep that open. But to open up a actual physical store, it's not the wave anymore. And we all know that. And we all understand that. And so online is where you get those resources from, because it's unlimited. It's open 24 hours, you know, 8 days a week. You know what I mean? So that's what people are going to. And Ye know better than that. So if he made that comment, it was outlandish to say the least.
Agreed. Well, that's going to end our current events here. We could definitely talk about both of those topics all night, but we're going to move into gifts for the week. We only got three just because there wasn't really a whole lot coming out this week. So I'm going to hit y'all with some quick hitters here. So first sneaker on the list is actually dropping on 9/29. These are going to be the Nike Craft Tom Sachs general purpose shoe. I don't remember what they said the exact colorway of this is, but it's a yellow version of the original general purpose shoe that came out about a month ago, month and a half ago, something like that. These are going to be $130, dropping on Sneakers app on 9/29. I think they already dropped on Tom Sachs' website. But they feature an all yellow upper, kind of like a university gold type of yellow. You have just the, what is that kind of swoosh? It's not stitched. I guess it's like an iron-on swoosh. I don't really know what to call that. But anyway, it's just a plain, extra regular white swoosh on there, mesh upper, and then you have like a suede or nubuck in like the laces and eyelets. There is around the toe box as well, and around the ankle and the heel of the sneaker. Pull loops on the tongue and the heel of the sneaker that are orange. You have the classic Nike logo on the tongue there as well, on the tongue tag, which is just going to be the Nike with the orange swoosh under it. Black outsole, and then like a vintage like yellowed midsole there. These are cool. I definitely like them better than the original colorway there, which they just said, you know, are the most boring shoe. They want it to be boring. Because they want people to just wear them for general purpose, you know, run to the store or whatever. I like them better than the original colorway, but these would definitely be a flip for me because Tom Sachs sneakers sell for a lot of money. So that would be a flip for me. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
I second that notion, boss man. These are a flip for me as well. Definitely my favorite colorway of these general purpose sneaker, to say the least. My dumb behind is still trying to find out who Tom Sachs is. I'm sure you mentioned that before, boss man. I still don't know. You know, I'm thinking Tom Hanks. I'm thinking Tom Hanks, Tom Green. You know, some white man out here getting it on the hiking range. And so, but these are definitely a flip. If I get my shot on Sneakers app, if I become that, they're definitely getting up out the house because they double their worth. So, they're right. Flippers for me. Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on these?
Who they want? Flip. Because, yeah, these are getting flipped because I don't know nothing about this man, but everybody likes him. So, therefore, right. I'm going to go ahead. I, like Blaze say, they'll come to my house. I won't even open the box. I'm sending them right back out. Mm-hmm. So, they're going to get flipped. Not now, like you said, for it to be an everyday kind of shoe, as you said, Marco, how they want it to be, I'm trying to figure out why does it resell so high? I ain't no everyday shoe supposed to be reselling that high. Like, it don't make sense.
God dang.
So, yeah. So, like, but I'm flipping it. If I get my hands on it, I'm going to hold on to it for like a year. It's going to be an investment. I'm going to just hold on to it. Forget shipping out that quickly. I'm going to hold on. Probably
should. If you hold on to it, man, that'd probably be like a stock. That'd be like holding on to an Apple stock. That shit right. would fly.
All right. Well, on that note, let me go ahead and send it right back out.
Uh-huh.
As soon as they get here. So, yeah. But, yeah, these are definitely a flip for me. What the people say?
So, to give y'all what the people said, 32% of people said gotta have them. 27% of people said flip them. 23% of people said trash. And 18% of people said sleep for cheap. So, a lot more people going after them than what I kind of thought it would be, but hey, it is what it is. Next sneaker on the list is also dropping on 9/29. It is the LeBron 20 Time Machines. These are going to be $200. Honestly, best LeBron silhouette that they've had in a while, in my opinion. Probably the best since the LeBron 10. It's been 10 years since he had a great sneaker.
Well, damn.
In my opinion. As far as, you know, plain silhouettes from LeBron, I think that this is probably the best since the LeBron 10. part of that is because it looks like a Kobe, if we're being honest. Mm-hmm. It definitely dang. Looks like a Kobe. so right. this colorway definitely has a lot of what is the word, personality to it for sure. So white upper on these guys, which is kind of like a prime knit or a fly knit upper, it looks like on the upper there. It's the first low cut signature flagship silhouette from LeBron ever. I think I don't think he's ever had a low cut be his flagship sneaker. He always does a low cut eventually of his regular flagship sneaker. But I think this is the first time he's done a low cut as the flagship. So anyway, kind of getting into the details of these guys. Like I said, lots of life to them. You have like this orange type of color here and like the eyelets there. You have an iridescent swoosh on the side panel, which is actually like three different swooshes. You have the iridescent swoosh and it's doubled up with a like turquoise swoosh there that has like the jagged etching or lacing around that swoosh. Then you actually have like this clear translucent swoosh that is outlining the iridescent swoosh there as well. You got a pink, hot pink sock liner as well as a hot pink outsole. They got rid of the traditional LJ on the bottom of the sneaker and put the Dunkman logo, which I've always felt like the Dunkman logo was underutilized by the LeBron line. I felt like they should have used that a lot more than what they have. You also have like pink and the midsole there as well. And a detail on this right here, like in the mud guard towards the like the front of the toe, is like a laser etched design. It's like a paisley laser etched design. Can't really see it in this picture, but on this side, it's kind of like on this like rubber or kind of like foam material. And then on the medial side, it's actually leather on that panel right there. So it's kind of different on the mud guard on both sides there. The hot pink outsole is also translucent. And then you have LeBron 20 lace lock right here on the bottom of the laces as well. And then the LJ logo on the heel of the sneaker as well. Silhouette wise, I love these. These are fire. Color wise, probably not something I would rock personally. I think that the colorway just isn't really my favorite. I'm waiting to see what other colorways come out, because I know it's probably going to be some dope colorways that come out later on down the road. So for $200, these are going to be a sleeper cheap for me. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
I second that notion as well. These are sleeper cheap for me as well. This is a dope silhouette, though. Dang it, it does give me Kobe vibes now. I'm so pissed off. That didn't come to my head already. But I like what these are about. I do. I like the sleekness of them. I like the material around them. I think the Nike checks, I think they poke out too. I don't think they're all last on towards the end. I think they poke out, which I like that. So I love this silhouette. Just like what you said, Boss Man, waiting for other colorways to come out. I think Bronny and Bryce had a black and red pair that I've got my eyes on, that I saw, that I really want to get my hands on. So just keeping my eyes out for them. More than likely, I'm definitely going to give me multiple pairs of these LeBron 20s in different colorways. And so shout out to that. And then, but how in the hell do you hoop in these low cuts? How is that possible? You guys are some mutants. I feel like an old man. There ain't no way I'm coming out of there with these sneakers without ankle braces on. There's some mutants out here. Ain't no way. But I love it, though. I like it, though. Maybe it's just, I'm sorry, AJ. Get off my lawn, by the way. But I do. It's a sleeper cheap for me. So I'll end it with that. Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on these?
Hey, that 200 price point is kind of steep, but we say that at the same point. Same time as we buy Jordans, that's 210 now. So, it's going to be a sleeper cheap for me just because of the price point. But on top of that, I really do like this shoe. You know, anything that's loud, that stands out, I'm all about. So I really like everything about it. I like the details in it, the colors in it, how the Nike check jumps off the side of it, all that. The hot pink, the green. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the AKAs, you know. Mm-hmm. I know a few of them out there. You know, they're some good people. You know, they cool. You know,
me too. But, you know, Me too. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. So, you know, it gives me that AKA vibe on it. But definitely Sleep with Chief for me. Like I said, like y'all say, I'm really interested in how many other different colorways they'll come out with. Because that LeBron 19, they got 20 different colors and they all still sitting. So I hope they have 20 different colorways for the 20s. You know, I feel like they're just 2020. That just makes sense, man. So, but I do actually, Blaze, to say about the low-cut shoes. So they do protect your ankle. Okay. Right? So they come up high enough to your ankle so like it won't roll. It's like a lot of them got something like on the inside of it so like your ankle really don't roll. And like on the front of that, on the midsole, like it pokes out like a little bit. So like when your foot start to roll, it like stops. It's kind of weird, but you'll probably notice it more on a lot of like low cut basketball shoes, how that like the midsole, so the front of it got like kind of sticks out more. So like it starts to roll, supposed to help stop it. But I definitely Sleep with Chief. I do want to see this in hand. I do. I definitely know it's going to be a comfortable shoe because one thing about LeBron is they're going to be comfortable. It may be heavy, but they're going to be comfortable. So Sleep with Chief for me, though. Marco, what the people say?
All right. So to give y'all what the people said, 38% of people said got to have them. 21% of people said flip them. 12% of people said trash. And 29% of people said Sleep for Cheap. So quite a few people are probably going after those, whether they get them on the red tag special, if they go on the red tag special, or if they get them when they come out. So last sneaker on the list, because like I said, we kept this list short and sweet this week. It is the Air Jordan 4 Black and Light Steel, a.k.a. the Eminem Carhartt GR is what we should call these. They don't have the Eminem, you know, licensing and logos on all over them, but they look very similar to a Eminem PE here. These are dropping on October 1st. They're going to be $210, which I don't like that price point. I think that's a little bit ridiculous, but hey, you know, whatever, you know, people are going to pay. They feature an all canvas black upper, except for in like the toe cap. And that is actually like a black suede or nubuck. And then you also have like accents of gray. So you have accents of gray on like the midsole. A little bit on the outsole. You got a gray Jumpman on the back of the sneaker. You have gray Jumpman with red Flight up under the Jumpman on the tongue. And then you have the Air Jordan on the back of the tongue there. That's upside down in red letters as well. And you have a little bit of red on the outsole on the traction there as well. Not going to lie, I do like this sneaker, but I think 210 is too much. It's not like a premium material or anything like that. I just don't understand why it's commanding this $210 price point. It just doesn't make sense. I like them, but I'm not paying 210 for them. So this would be a sleeper cheap for me. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
These are a sleeper cheap for me as well, just for the simple fact, 210, it's not an OG. I'd rather have the Black Cats. They're not the Eminem PEs. It's a nice sneaker. I do. I like it. It's an everyday go around sneaker, and I definitely enjoy it. But I would Sleep for Cheap with these. It's a black four. It's a four. You love a four until the end of the day, and when your feet are calling, they howling. But I like the material behind them. I think they're dope. But to pay that price point for a non-OG, non-PE sneaker, I would Sleep for Cheap for these. And so, AJ, what's your thoughts on these?
Yeah, I'm with y'all. Sleep for Cheap. We've been sleeping for cheap in the day.
Right. or flipping.
For flipping, yeah. Exactly. We ain't never been agreeing on three shoes in a row.
Right, right.
Then 80 episodes in, we finally agree on three shoes in a row. But
right.
But wow. Yeah, these are I definitely like Mark said, the Carhartt. I can't even say that word right. The addition, I feel like they are, but yeah, I like these way better than like the beige ones they had that came out with that same material.
Yep.
But yeah, I definitely like everything about it. The crazy thing I can think about it though, I feel like people are gonna buy them and just like put all change the colors in them, do all different things with them. Just cause what that material is, you can do so much with it, like designing and changing it. But the how they deal with the beige ones. So I think they're gonna do the same with this one here. But definitely be a sleeper cheap. I low key hopefully it do sit for a little while. Cause I do want to get them. I think it'd be a good little winter shoe too.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it's something to throw on, like you want to look, you know how the winter be, like you want to look clean, but you know it's snow out there or it's going to be a rainy day, but you want to throw something on, it's going to look nice at the same time. I feel like it's one of them shoes that could be like that. So definitely be a sleeper cheap. Marco, what do people say?
Yeah, definitely a clean sneaker, but just not worth that price point. But to give y'all what the people said, 48% of people said, gotta have them. Jesus. Okay. 26% of people said, flip them. 11% of people said trash, and 15% of people said sleep for cheap. So a lot of people going after those bad boys. So they probably will not be on the red tag special if that's what you're looking for. But yeah, that is going to end gifts for the week. We are about to jump into 15 through 11 of Blaze's Holy Grails.
Oof.
So I will... turn it over to Blaze for his Holy Grails.
All right, here we go. So a couple weeks ago, we didn't figure out because the price point was way too high. The rent was way too high on the sneakers at hand that I was trying to get. So let's just replace that with the fire red threes that I got. I'll just go ahead and do that. I just make it just for the viewers that get that. But it doesn't get any better with this list right here. So let's go on with this one. Number 15, let's jump off with the Jordan Red Bred Toe. Last to come out, or first to even come out, was in 2018. Gem red, black, white, red on the toe box. Great material, leather material, a great plush sneaker that I do not have. I want it, but I do not have it at all. But overall, love the sneaker, love what it's about. You can never, ever, ever go wrong with a Jordan 1 when it looks like that. Lord have mercy. Moving on to number 14, the Jordan 3 True Blue. My dumb ass put cement blue, and Mark Boss Man does his thing, lets me know, man, you sure it's this? Heck no, it's not that. Number 14, man. Give me the True Blues.
That's why I was confused. I was like, you know, hold on, wait a second.
We taking the viewers and the listeners behind the curtain, you know. Right. So, you know, players be slipping up. And so, once again, you have to have higher ups that correct you when necessary. So, shout out to that. Jordan 3 True Blues. The last time these were to release was 2016. I believe these started the 200 price point, or one of the sneakers that started off starting at 200 because it had the Nike Air on that arse there. But good, buddy. Go ahead, Marco.
I think these were actually 220 when they came out.
They're 220, boss?
I think they was 220.
See, Lord have mercy. Yes, a very, very nice, very nice sneaker. White cement. You have that True Blue. A very nice but uncomfortable sneaker that I have in my possession. Truly uncomfortable, and they're trying to hoodwink us, bamboozle us, lead us astray to the PE Wizards next year. People, no, stop it. Don't do that. Get these right here. Stop. Do not get those PEs. I'm not at all. I'm not messing with them. I guess other people can, and God bless you if you do, but I'm not doing that. Jordan 3 True Rules, number 14. Number 13, Hurts my heart. I'm definitely not buying these, so don't tempt me there, Black Ranger. It is not happening. The Jordan 1 shattered backboards. They say black and starfish and sail, but we all know these are shattered backboards because the insole of them has a backboard shattered. We all know these glorious sneakers. These came out in 2015, and these go an average of $1,000. You're going to pay a couple car payments to have this sneaker. And so, you know, or you're not going to eat for a month. Either way, if you got it, good for you. But overall, a lovely sneaker. I love the starfish colorway about it. We're about to enter October, Halloween. Great vibes with this sneaker. The material is outstanding as well. And so it kind of did that and noticed people like Jordan. We need this material all the time for Jordan 1s. And so this, the shattered backboard 1s set that pace. Moving on to number 12, the Jordan 11 Space Jams. These last released in 2016. What can I say? Jordan wore them on one of the greatest movies ever. And so shout out to Space Jam. Lovely, lovely movie. You can't go wrong with these. When he stepped on that court and you saw that black with the patent leather black with the white and the icy bottom, it made you feel some type of way. And so it's lovely. It comes in a great, well, last time they released, they came with the 45 on the back. It came with a nice box. I have the sneaker in a box that takes 5 minutes to get out. And so you gotta love 11s. And so I can't go wrong with that. Jordan 11 Space Jams, lovely sneaker. And the last one to hit, and this another one that hurt my heart, but I had to put it here. It probably could have been lower, but I had to do what I had to do. Jordan 4 White Cements. Mm-hmm. Last time the release was in 2016. I think they're coming out next year. Gotta grab a pair for that. I think they're doing the reimagine next year for these. And so white, black, the cement just pops. It makes the sneaker, in my opinion, the Jordan 4. The cement around the sneaker, what it was about. Oh, Nike Air on the ass. What am I doing? Well, no, I'm slacking. Yes, Nike Air on it. And so love it. Jordan 4 white cement, you gotta love it. And so running down the list again, fellas. Number 15, Jordan 1 Bred Toes. Number 14, Jordan 3 True Blues. Number 13, Shattered Backboard 1s. Number 12, 11 Space Jams Jordans. And to end it off, number 11, Jordan 4 White Cements. We're getting towards the end of the season. We're getting closer to my number one Holy Grails. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it popping. I'll go with Boss Man. Well, what's your thoughts on these?
Definitely a solid list. Not my favorite list. Not like the previous week. I really enjoyed the previous week. But I know the top 10 is going to be crazy next week. So, you know, white cements, I feel like are an underappreciated sneaker. I don't feel like enough people appreciate that one. Space Jam 11s, I still kick myself as to why I did not buy those back when they came out. Especially being an 11 fan, I don't know why I didn't do that. Shattered backboards have now become a grail for so many people, and it's the sneaker that people go to for soft leather. They're like, is it shattered backboard material? Absolutely. You know, so True Blues, like you said, were the first sneaker to, you know, really jump that price point. If we're discounting the Jordan 17s that did that. When they came out with the suitcase and the disc and all that stuff, those were really the first ones that came out with that outrageous price point. But at least she was getting stuff with that one. Yeah. And then the Bred Toes are classic too. Everybody loves those. You know, solid list. Like I said, not my favorite, but definitely a solid list. Black Ranger, what's your thoughts?
All right, I'll give it to you on this one. I have no complaints on this one. Normally I have something to say, but when I saw the list, I was like, "Yeah, hey, you can't. I don't see nothing wrong with it. The only thing I gotta say something at least. Only thing I feel like the Bred Toes could have cracked the top 10. Now, I know like Marco said, it's gonna be some stuff in there, but that's just my opinion because I feel like that black, white, red that shoe can never go wrong. Them colors on the one, it's like, I don't know. You can wear that with anything. I swear, because I wear my ones like that. I don't have the. I got the Chicago one. What the one I got? I don't know. And I'm like, I'll wear that with any goddamn thing. I don't care with a suit, with joggers, with jeans, shorts. Like, I can't. You're not gonna go wrong. Like, so. But yeah, this list, I'm with everything. Hey man, I'm gonna get them Wizard threes. I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, close, man.
Them clothes, I'm gonna get the true blues. Okay.
Because you're so, at a retail price. I'm sorry.
Exactly. So
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna be one of them people. But
okay, you do what you do. What you gotta do.
Yeah, that shattered backboard. Yeah, I don't know the right people in life to get them. So, if I ever find them, I make sure to let y'all know. But I'm some mint fours. Them, I resold mine. But still, yep. You know,
next year.
Yeah. So next year, hopefully. But yeah, and like Space Jams, I'd be a fool to be like something wrong with Space Jams. So hey, them, and I know I had one of them boxes, so I understand it takes 5-10 minutes just to take it out of the box, and that's mm-hmm. That's the one that had like the good like thing. What you call it, when you slip inside the shoe? That's the one that they still had like the plastic one there, right?
Oh yeah.
That's when Jordan 11s was coming out, and you felt special about it. Like you get the special box, you get the special little slide and keep the shoe all together, all that good stuff. So, but yeah, this list, I'm applauding it. This might be the second best list I like on
okay.
here. But I'm all for it.
I'm looking at the prices, and I'll double up on the threes or the 11s. So what are y'all thinking? Because I would double up.
I was looking at the 11s. They look like they was the best price point there.
Okay.
I don't know how much were the threes.
The threes are about $450,
and the 11s are about like $460 or something. $460. Like
yeah, I would double up on one of those because I love both of those. So
because what do you need? You need a 13 or a 14?
14.
Ooh. 11s on GOAT are $587.
Okay.
Versus the true blue threes, you said were how much?
They buy like $451, $452 last time I looked for size 14.
Sheesh, man.
Yeah, man.
Goodness gracious.
I would say just double up them prices together. Just get the shutter backboard.
You crazy. See, you playing. I looked at those $1,400. You stop it. $1,400 for a pair of sneakers. What? How am I going to explain that?
See, sometimes you just don't say nothing.
You just don't say nothing.
You just, when she asks questions, just put your head down. Just start shaking.
Yo.
Long, just make sure the bills is paid, the lights are staying on, and the food is in the refrigerator.
Ooh wee. Everybody gonna be eating but me.
Yeah, I'm about to say you might not eat, but
Everybody else will eat
food at the cafeteria. You know, tell get cool one of them cafeteria people in there and be like, hey, I need my food, I need something to eat.
We do eat in there, man.
Yeah, so, it looks like True Blues is your best deal.
Bad. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get the True Blues then. Definitely. Man, I want these bread toasts so bad, but $794. $800.
I'm shattered since like $1,600.
Yeah, them impossible.
Oh, nice. Oof.
I'm on it, True Blues. Let's get it.
Is Joe out here giving money for kids still? Need some money.
Money bag, Joe.
He said the pandemic was over, so we in trouble.
He did say the pandemic was over.
Pandemic is officially over.
I don't think he meant that.
Out here catching COVID. Shit.
You know when you old, you just say stuff sometimes. You know, when you get to a certain age, you just start talking and don't really know what you're talking about.
Joe is pretty senile. This nigga, he shook somebody's hand and was holding out his hand again and shaking dude's hand again. Like, hold on, man. Come on, man. You looking bad out here.
On that stuff.
I said, you know, it's Joe good. He gonna be all right, you know.
We'll see.
Come on, Joe.
We'll see.
Come on, Joe. You're going to make it.
Anyway, Blaze has purchased the Jordan 3 True Blues off of 15 through 11 of the Blaze's Holy Grail. So yes, another pickup for him there.
Thank you.
But that will close out Blaze's Holy Grails, and that's going to close out the show for the week. So this is the part where we're going to drop our social media, let people know where y'all can find us. So Black Ranger, we'll start with you. Where can they find you in Kick City?
Shoot, okay. You know my spiel. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I make sure to tell another friend to tell that friend to follow, like. It is free to share, and I mean it. I share stuff, you share stuff, it's free to share stuff. You know what else is free? It's free to listen. It is free to watch on YouTube. It is free to go ahead and hit the download button. All this is free. So just understand, it is free. We ain't trying to take a dollar out your pocket unless you buying a t-shirt. And then that's all another story, you know, because we still got shirts. Pick up your merch. But, you know, hey, definitely follow us on Kick_City913 on IG, on the Twitter at City_Kick, and follow my personal page at AJJ_Almighty. That's where you're going to find me at. I think that's all I got, Blaze.
You can follow me on IG at LuckyLefty31, and you can also follow Kick City on the Twitter, and that is at City_Kick. Once again, at City_Kick on the Twitter. Like AJ said, man, we got t-shirts. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I'm going to leave it like that because that is his spiel. Boss man, close us out, please.
Yes, like you heard the fellas say, we got t-shirts, so please hit us up. DM us on any of our social media platforms. You can find us on IG at Kick_City913 on IG. You can also find us on Facebook at The Kick City Podcast on Facebook. You can find me personally on IG at MB The Remix and on Twitter at DAMB2 Experience. That is all that we have for this week. Next week is the end of season 4, and we will open up the poll for the Kick City All-Stars for season 5. So be tuned, or stay tuned for that, not be tuned. Stay tuned for that, and we'll see y'all next week.
Kick City.
Leftovers or the DMV,
number
97, or house cleaning, or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.